What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program. Jeremy Conrad Norris here with you as Rob Long's off today. Well, we've been teasing this all morning long. We welcome in one of the greatest running backs in Ravens history, Jamal Lewis. Jamal, first off, how are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first thing to talk to you about is looking at this team, because we've been saying it. They look like the best team on paper. But what are your thoughts of expectations for the Ravens this season?
Oh, man, I think it's just, finish off, kind of what we started and what we built, last year and the year before. And, you got all the weapons you need. You have a running game, you have a passing game. I think what they did was built up the defense and made some additions there where we were struggling that on the back end, and think we're suited. I think we're suited and booted, ready to go.
Suited and booted. Hey man, how do you when you had that incredible year, during that run, running backs were I think really valued, and it seemed like it went away for a while, and now all of a sudden, all the people that are hating on running backs have getting on, on board now. You watch how people talk about Saquon and Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey and stuff. Do you feel the running backs have been undervalued for like the last decade or so?
Yeah. Oh, definitely undervalued. But, we have to basically contribute that to, the instant gratification and, people wanting to see the big play, they'd rather see the 30-yard, 40-yard, 50-yard bomb, to the end zone, and still see, a game that's won by 7 points, or 3 points, but, it used to be, grind it out, live off your running game and let the passing game kind of feed off of that and have a 50-50 kind of offense and, it'll go. And you had featured backs at the time. Now you don't have featured backs. You probably got 3 featured backs in the league that you know of. I can't name a back on nothing but probably 3 teams myself that I actually know that stand out, but they have taken the back burner. I think that Derrick Henry and Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, a lot of these cats, they've really taken the stance to show that, the importance of a running back. And I think that the game show it too. I looked at the college game the other day with UNC and TCU. Wasn't much of a game, but man, they ran the hell out of the football. Yeah. And I hadn't seen that in a long time.
Talking to Jamal Lewis here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Jamal's going to be attending a special kickoff tailgate event with Ravens fans at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in Charlestown, West Virginia on the 7th. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But let me get your thoughts on Derrick Henry. Do you see a lot of similarities to him in your game?
Yeah, I think just from the standpoint of, we're big backs. He's much taller than I am, which I never thought that he would be as good as he is. And that's just because of his height, you know, and also the way the league is. But, you know, when you get on teams like the Ravens, you know, and he came from Tennessee, you know, they cherished running the football and they welcome running the football. So, you know, he's able to take advantage of that. But, man, he's just a great sight to watch. Love to see the finish off, the home run, speed at the end. That's one of the biggest things. And just really running north and south. You know, you don't have guys just running north and south anymore. They're running to the sideline. But at the same time, you know, he's able to get north and south, drop those pads, and, man, keep it moving. And defenses don't want to see him in the third and fourth quarter.
No, they do not. What do you think? The season opens this week. The Ravens are going up to Buffalo. Kicked their ass during the regular season. They just curb stomped them, but again, lost in a freaky, weird way in the postseason. How do you see this matchup this weekend with these two?
Man, I think, man, this team, like, we're turning the rivals, you know? Like, yeah. We know them. They know us. But, man, hey, look, it's not wintertime. It's going to be nice out. And I think that, you know, we're going to run the football. I think that's a big thing, too. And our offense is just dynamic. We've added some pieces, like I said, to this defense. And, you know, the Bills are going to be the Bills. I watched them in Hard Knocks. You know, I think I kind of did all my film study on them there. And they look good. You know, Josh is going to be Josh. They got, you know, great core, you know, great team. It's just I think this is a good matchup for us. It'll be a good start of the season and get the tempo going early, you know.
Hey, I saw Tennessee snuck into the top 25 in the college AP poll. Are you still following the Vols and headed back there at all?
Did you say we snuck in there?
I didn't say that, Jamal. That was Jeremy.
They're at 22. They're at 22. So
sneak in there. We walked in there. We snuck in there.
I love it.
Honestly, man, with the whole quarterback situation and just how stagnant the offense was last year or whatever, you know, I think a lot of volunteers was kind of, you know, didn't know what to expect. But, man, they looked good, you know. The QB, like, he looked good, you know, moving around. He just looked more active. He got Heupel's offense rolling. And that running game, good. We're talking about running backs, the running game. Like, we had two or three good running backs that was toting it, and it just made me feel good. And defense played pretty well, but it's something to build on. We'll see what we got. But, man, we look pretty good. I'm excited about this season.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I love talking some college football and pro football with you. But, Jamal, you got a lot of things going on. Tell us about this appearance at the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races on September 7th. Kind of a cool thing that you guys got going on right there.
Yeah, it's myself and Chris Cooley from the Redskins. We'll be there. It's a kickoff tailgate to the season, which is always good, always fun. Everybody's always hyped up. It starts at noon, so we'll be there till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's Sunday, you know, Sunday, September 7th at the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. So we'll be there, man, and it'll be some good fun. And I'm looking forward to it and meeting the fans and taking some pictures and hanging out. You
absolutely
know, so it'll be a good thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. They can get photos, autographs. No, I just want to point this out because the Ryan Ripken show is going to be there as well doing a live podcast. But I think this stuff is really cool when you get to meet guys like that.
And what I tell you yesterday when we talked about Jamal, this is something I never admit. I'm a grown man. However, I had a number 31 Vols jersey when I was in New York.
Really?
I did.
There you go.
100%. You go, I swear it. I did. I really did. I had someone actually pick it up for me. Yep.
Hey, guess what's up? We got to put a sig on that.
Absolutely.
You need one on there.
Absolutely. So go visit Jamal Lewis, Chris Cooley. They're going to be out at the Hollywood Casino in Charlestown Races. You can check that out September 7th. He said noon to 4 p.m. The Ryan Ripken podcast will be there. Sounds like a great event, man, and looking forward to this season and hopefully talking to you down the line.
Hey, man, anytime, bro. Anytime, let me know. I'm looking forward to the season, and I'm here for you guys whenever you need me.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you.
Thanks so much, Jamal.
Thank you.
Man, you think back about that season, like the Browns had to be having nightmares after the first game.
Yeah.
I mean, he He had a half of a successful season for most running backs mm-hmm. in his two games against the Browns.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I played golf, not in his foursome, but with him at a tournament. We ran into each other, you know, first tee, the holes. We started just BSing. He looks like he can still play. Oh. It's just not that long, a couple of years ago.
Was it a foot injury that kind of did him in or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we should have asked him. Why am I asking you?
We didn't have a chance to get to it, but he just did a podcast with one of the guys from NFL Network, and he said that entire 2003 season, he was like, man, I was on the sideline, and I was huffing and puffing because I was smoking Black and Mild so much the entire time.
I didn't hear that, but I had people tell me that like that was one of his things. He was just...
needed the oxygen tank.
All right, he's just catching his breath. That's what I would say whenever I was playing... flag football or basketball, you're playing outside. No. Some guy would go smoke a cigarette. Are you catching your breath? Got a heater in his hand on his side, just hitting it as much as he can. All right, we got the Daily Line coming up next. Talk about some of the plays today. A lot of afternoon baseball. Kind of excited because this is the last day of not talking about NFL games. We get to talk about that tomorrow. We can talk about it a little bit.
Can't wait.
It's exciting. We'll give our predictions really tomorrow. Right? We're going to do our season-long predictions tomorrow. And then have a contest that we don't ever pay out. So anyway, you know, like when we do the show contest and somebody wins and then I eventually come in last. And then, I don't think I came in last year. But anyway, I'll get to the Daily Line next, tell you the plays, where the weather spots are, what you should be attacking, all that and more right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, interesting night for me as it had a chance to be really special, but ended up going 3-2, which is a winning night. If you got the good Yankees Astros line at 8, I got it at 7.5. I did see some 8s out there. I always try to be fair with that because it, you know, numbers fluctuate, and there are certain people that if you tell them, hey, I like it over this number, under that number, they'll play it at whatever they get it. And it's like, oh, that was a stupid pick. Like I was telling you the Carnell Tate thing this weekend where his over-under was 48.5, and he had 49 yards receiving on two receptions. He had a 9-yard catch and a 40-yard touchdown. Uh-huh. But I had other people get it at over 50, and they're like, hey, do you still like it? I'm like, yeah, I still like it at that number. I like it to this number. But he had two receptions the whole game. So, and the number was spot on. And so with last night, I was talking about the research that I did and something I found to tell you how lucky you can be sometimes, and I've already told you how unlucky you can be in baseball. But Max Fried had faced the Astros three times. He had 10 total strikeouts. Now, Max Fried is not a big K guy. He can get those on occasion. He's more of the ground ball efficient pitcher. I think he's usually routinely one of those guys that's going to get you 3 to 5 Ks on average. That's kind of where I see him lying in. Same thing was with Framber Valdez, where Yankees strike out almost more than any other team not named the Angels. And so I liked his overpropped, and I like Freed's underpropped. Well, baseball's funny. Valdez gets shelled. He gives up the grand slam. But his prop was 5.5, and he had 6 strikeouts by the end of the third inning.
Yeah.
The Yankees strike out a lot.
Yeah.
So I hit that. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm going, I hit my other prop bet. I talked about Michael Lorenzen and like facing the Angels. He got over his number. We hit that one. So with Max Fried, I'm sorry I'm getting this long story, because he started off through his first three innings, had 1K.
Right.
By the end of the fifth, he struck out the last two guys in the fifth. He had 5. So his K prop is 5.5. And he proceeds to go through the next two innings without striking anyone out. And the reason I'm saying it's lucky, because I can't tell you how many times I've been golden and somebody needs 3 Ks and they're at like 80 pitches and they end up pitching 2 more innings and getting those 3 Ks. And it's like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
So last night, very fortunate. But the unlucky side of it is the goofy stuff that happened with Framber Valdez in the middle of that game, where his catcher was telling him to step off the mound, and he was going to stand up, and he sees Framber's in his windup, so he drops down. Framber throws a meatball down the middle, and it's hit for a grand slam. 2 pitches later, some weird stuff going on between his catcher, where he either thought a breaking ball or a changeup was coming, and it just hit him right in the chest. So people were asking, was it intentional? Was it just a mix-up? Of course, they're not going to say it's intentional, but you saw it looked weird.
Oh, it's very weird. I almost gave him my shovel, but I said, I can't prove it, so let's let it go. But yeah, it was weird because he didn't step. Let's just go through the whole thing. He gets the signal to step off. He doesn't step off. He throws a pitch. It's hit for a grand slam. Some kind of miscue. Either he just said, F you, I'm not doing it, and he decides I'm going to throw a pitch anyway, and it gets knocked out of the park.
By the way, I think any one of those is possible. Like, it's not like I could see him getting angry. We saw how Dean Kramer got upset. You see how some veteran pitchers get. And that was their backup catcher.
Yeah. And I remember, I always love quoting Bob Gibson. I read a book about his pitching when I was a kid. And he told me the catcher and signal signs and stuff. He said, doesn't matter, the ball's in your hand.
Yeah.
And that's how pitchers feel. I bet Bob Gibson wasn't the only one. So this happens. He kind of ignores the catcher, doesn't see him, doesn't step off, throws a meatball, gets hit for a grand slam. 2 pitches later, he's expecting an off-speed pitch. Gets hit in the chest with a 93 mile an hour sinker.
Yeah.
Right in the chest, because he was not expecting it. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just kind of a weird thing. And I bring that game up specifically because I hit the 2 prop plays, but in the 8th inning, someone hits a solo tater, and then I lose the game by a half a run. When, again, that was a great underplay. He had the 1 inning where goofy stuff happened, but that's baseball, as they say. So what else happened last night? As I said, I hit all my prop plays. I hit the Braves-Cubs under. That was another one in the 5th inning. It was 4-3. The over-under's 8. They put up 0s the rest of the way. So if you had the over there, I feel sorry for you, but I'm happy I finally got one to go my way, because I've definitely been on the side of, hey, it's 1-0 in the 7th. How'd that game go over the total? Because extra innings can screw you over if you have an underplay. Now, with yesterday's plays, the other game I missed was Mariners-Rays. I hit on a bunch of other stuff. The Dodgers-Pirates over. You know, and we talked about the Rangers and D-backs a little bit, called a couple of home runs. So it was a nice night overall. Now, where do we go from here with today? Now, the weather, this is what it supports. I'm just going to rattle these off. An Orioles over, a Pirates over. Shohei Ohtani is pitching in that game. Braves over, Cardinals over, White Sox over, and the Rockies over. I can't touch the Rockies over. It's the most heavily bet spot on the board. And it's 11. I've always said this, when the weather's good in Coors, it feels like it doesn't make sense to take anything but the over. But I'm also a contrarian, so when I look at 70-some percent of the money coming in, I'd rather just stay away from the game than go on the opposite side. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's more about scratching off plays and eliminating them than saying, oh, well, I'm definitely going to go the opposite way here because of this. Sometimes it'll your information will conflict. Like I talked about the Tar Heels on Monday night. Like I liked the Tar Heels. There was quite a bit of money coming in on them. And it was a game where I thought the old ball coach there, Bill Belichick, would set up his defense and stop the running game of TCU, which was one of the worst running games in football last year. And
you didn't look like it.
You just heard Jamal Lewis talk about it. I mean, it was a 75-yard run. Mm-hmm. It blew that game open. So sometimes it's going to conflict. But with this, it's interesting looking at today's slate because there's so much money coming in on all these overs. And as I look across the board, the weather algorithm's telling us to take some overs. The one over that really stands out to me that the weather supported was the Orioles. Now, you get Cade Povich, who we know he can get beat up. You get Nestor Cortez, and the weird thing about this is my algorithm likes him. Go ahead and drink. He's graded out as the second-best pitcher regarding matchup, but I think some of that has to do with lefties and the Orioles and how they performed against them. But they have hit better recently against left-handers, so maybe not making everyone look like Sandy Koufax. Maybe it's Pedro Martinez in an all-star year. That being said, I do think it's a good play. One of my favorite plays today. Good pitching matchup in Tampa Bay. George Kirby going for Seattle against them. And I think the under's a good spot. I know nobody likes betting an under in that stadium, and we bet it yesterday and lost. But Adrian Houser's going for the Rays. I've said this about Adrian Houser. He likes getting ground balls more than Diddy likes lube. This guy is the most extreme ground ball pitcher in all of baseball. And you look at his numbers and you're going, man, I don't get it. He doesn't throw hard. He doesn't strike a lot of guys out. He gets so much soft contact. If you bet against him, and there's plenty of reasons to bet against Adrian Houser, don't get me wrong, but we've had games where you're like, the hell is going on? They just keep pounding the ball into the ground. He only threw 6 pitches that inning. So he gets first and second to start off the game. Here comes the double play and the pop out. You know, like he's a frustrating pitcher to go against, but I like him in this spot against Seattle. A lot of fly ball hitters on that Seattle team. The algorithm really likes, Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh today for the Mariners. Maybe one of them goes yard, but again, I still think this stays under the 8.5. I think the Phillies are in a great spot. They have the better pitcher going against the Brewers. The Brewers look like the better team right now. Brewers look like the best team in baseball, mm-hmm. the way they've been playing.
On both sides of the ball, whatever, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Pitching and hitting, and hitting yeah. But I like the Phillies here. Aaron Nola's on the bump. Going up against Jose Quintana. I'm not scared of him, but I think if you're backing the Brewers, where all the money's going in on them, if you're backing them, you're like, okay, I want a lefty against this Phillies lineup to try to, I don't want to say nullify, but neutralize a little bit mm-hmm. the power of Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper. Both of those guys can still hit lefties, but I'd rather a lefty going up against them than a right-hander. So you get that if you're a Brewers backer, but I'm on the Phillies. I like... My other favorite overplay today is the Astros and the Yankees. I just think it looks like a really good spot for bats.
Well, the Yankees scored 11 last night.
Yeah, I love Yordan Alvarez today. And as I look at the list of my top hitters, there's 3 Yankees in the top 15. There's 1 Astro, which would be Yordan Alvarez. He's -115 over 1.5 bases. I like that a lot. The other thing that I noticed in doing some research, they're all juiced up, but there's 3 hitters on the Blue Jays roster that match up extremely well with Zach Liddell, who's pitching for the Reds. Former Rays pitcher, so the Brewers, mm-hmm. or Brewers, Blue Jays have seen him quite a bit. Said this before, Blue Jays strike out less than any other team in baseball. I was trying to look at his strikeout prop, but I just couldn't pull the trigger on it to go under. That being said, with Zach Liddell, up until a couple of days ago, Jake Irvin passed him. Zach Liddell gives up more home runs than anybody in baseball not named Jake Irvin.
Really?
He just passed him. Even though when you look at his numbers look good, he tends to give up the long ball. The other thing I notice, if you're a BVP guy, which is batter versus pitcher, Bo Bichette, George Springer, and Vlad Guerrero like going up against this guy. Not a great sample size, but they've all hit him well. In fact, Bo Bichette's hitting .455 off him, and it's not just a singular game. He's had a couple of games against him. I must like the way he pitches because... I'm playing him as a prop play, and I don't like betting high numbers here, but he's -160, which seems ridiculous. But I think there's a reason why that number's so high, so I'm going to lay that juice, although I hate doing it. But I think Bo Bichette is an excellent play today to go over 1.5 total bases. So just to recap, I do like the Orioles over, the Yankees over. I think Arizona's interesting tonight. I think the Phillies are interesting. Mets, Tigers under all look good. And the WNBA... didn't make it an official play, but I like the Dream -7. If there's been a WNBA team that's been kind to me, it's them. So there you go. All right, coming up next, want to get into some more Ravens Bills talk. I want to get your thoughts on how excited you are for not only the opening night on Thursday, but Sunday night football. Do you like the late games? There's some Ravens fans that like watching football all day long and getting to see their team in a standalone game. I don't think that flows for the morning show, guys. We would rather see the 1 o'clock game and go to bed.
That's for sure.
At a reasonable time, especially if the Sunday night football game sucks. Even if the Sunday night football game sucks and it's a Ravens, you still got to watch it. So, all right, we'll talk more Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens when we come back right here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Jeremy Cunn, Ed Norris here. One more segment after this. Told you this show would fly by. It always feels like it does. I'm going to talk some Ravens and Bills here if you want to call in. Want to get your thoughts. Anything you're worried about with this game? Because I think, Ed, I don't want to speak for you, but one of the things we both said is that my concern is how confident I am in this game. It's the same thing I said in the playoff game last year, and you see what can happen. But I feel like the Ravens have so many advantages in this game.
I do too, other than home field advantage. Yeah. I just think they have advantages at pretty much every position. I think, I mean, people say they're equal. I'd say Lamar's better, but you say, all right, they're equals at quarterback. We have a better running game. We have better receivers. We have better line on both sides of the ball.
They're better tight ends.
Better tight ends.
And they have good tight ends.
Our running back's bigger than their linebackers. I mean,
your fullback's bigger than their defensive line.
Yes. Fullback's better than their linemen. Yes. I mean, I just think we have every advantage here. Seriously. Position by position. The problem is we haven't beaten them in the postseason.
So there's a couple, all the things you pointed out, and the one thing they don't have is home field advantage, but they do have the whole revenge narrative. And the one thing I like about this is Bills fans are going to be like, oh, revenge narrative for a regular season game, meet us in the postseason. I get that, but still, that sour taste is in the mouth. You're the ones that knocked them out, and they get to face you first. You don't think, I think they're more geared up. Not that you should have any bulletin board material. You shouldn't need that. It's an NFL game. You should be ready for it. But I do think there's that extra edge because of what happened last year.
Yeah, I absolutely believe it. I know people say that, well, they're professionals, should always be ready. Yeah. They're human beings. They're human beings, and this is the team that knocked them out when they were the better team. They had the best record. They didn't. The Chiefs had a 15-2 record. But the Ravens had an incredible record last year, regular season. They rolled through everybody, and their point difference was ridiculous if you think about it. They crushed the Bills, the Lions, the best teams in the NFL. And the postseason, they lose to the Bills. You think that's not sticking in their craw?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it has to be. I think if you're an athlete at any level and someone knocks you out from winning the championship and then you get to see them the first game of next year, it's got to be at the front of your mind. Like, man, I want to beat their asses so freaking bad. And again, you still have to go out and perform. But the only, like, for me, the only way I see, there's two ways that I see the Ravens losing this game is turnovers, just like we saw in the postseason game. You didn't punt once. You turned the ball over. You lost. And even with that, you still could have easily tied that game, sent it to overtime, and won in overtime with all that was going on. To me, the game kind of changed. You just ran out of time, and you had a drop two-point conversion. That being said, the one thing that could happen, as much as I sit here and say that Lamar's the MVP, and he should have been the MVP last year, Josh Allen's special. I hate that I got to ding one of the best quarterbacks in football because I think the other guy's better, and he didn't win the award he should have won. And you hear people like our overnight guy going, well, he's got more talent around him. What does that have to do with anything? Really, you can't win? So I guess Joe Burrow can't win it. He's got the best receiver in football he's thrown to and another number one. But I bet you vote for Joe Burrow's ass at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow's going to win it this year because he's going to put up ridiculous numbers if he doesn't get hurt because he's going to throw the football
gonna have to.
40 to 50 times a game. And then on top of it, they're all going to vote for him because everybody loves Joe. Yeah. And Joe's a great player.
He is.
But again, it's this weird kind of, let me step aside. I'm changing the narrative to fit what I want. Oh, it's not about, like, when Lamar won the first one, they're going, well, everybody got hurt. You know, like, all the Patrick Mahomes got hurt and all the other guys. But, you know, those numbers are good. But if you look at other MVP winners, they're not great because what do you throw for 30-some touchdowns? Everybody wants the gaudy touchdown numbers and the passing numbers. But you often forget how much he ran for, how many touchdowns he ran for.
Yeah.
Things have changed in Baltimore because inside the 5-yard line, Derrick Henry's getting the ball. Ain't no reason to even try
to
run.
Why wouldn't you?
You know, like, again, you're going to feed that beast. And I'm sure there'll be some wrinkles there where Lamar takes it. But, like, because you got to keep him honest. But the sad fact is, the next year he puts up the numbers and people are going, well, there are guys with better numbers and had less around. Oh, okay, what are we doing? I guess he should have never won the award. It's like when Jokic wins in the NBA and they wanted to give it to Embiid, so they gave it to him. And when Jokic has been better at every facet of the game across the board than everybody in the league, it's just, it's unreal. Now, with this game, I do think Josh Allen can be otherworldly and just be on one and say, doesn't matter what you guys do. I'm going to run when I need to. We're going to be efficient in our running game with James Cook. We'll throw him the football. They've got some gadget backs. Davis is interesting. You know, and when you look at their wide receiver court, Khalil Shakir is, he's questionable for this game. I think he plays. And by the way, I want to mention this.
Go ahead.
I'm a big Khalil Shakir fan. He, what was it, over the weekend, he went and saved 19 dogs that were going to be euthanized. Yep, he bought all of them, said, give them to me. And he bought 19 dogs that were going to be euthanized and took them in.
That sounds nice. How's he going to care for 19 dogs?
No, he just let them free in the woods. He'll figure it out. No, I don't know what he's doing. There might be a dog sanctuary. He might keep a couple of them. But I don't know. I love animals and
so
especially
do I, but
dogs.
That concerns me.
What, 19?
Yes.
He's got a lot of money. You can pay somebody to take care of them.
I guess.
It was funny, though, watching them all pull up in the truck, and you're looking at all these different types of dogs. And, I mean, it is crazy how it goes, because there comes a certain point where there's too many.
Yeah.
And then this is what
happens.
What point
is it, 18?
I think it's 20. No, I'm just saying for places like the ASPCA and some of the other places to take them in. But anyway, getting back to the point, like, Shakir did a number on him, but now Zay Flowers is back as well. People are expecting Keon Coleman to take this huge leap in year two. We still got to see it. I mean, like, I think we all like him, think he's a funny guy, but bottom line is, I don't care what you're doing on the mic. Let's see what you're doing in the game. And he's a big play guy. So we'll see what their offense looks like. Throwing to the tight ends. And again, when you look at this secondary, it's five number ones.
Yes.
Five first round picks in your
pretty
secondary.
Incredible, isn't it?
And we had somebody call and say, I think Kyle Hamilton is the best defensive player in the year. And I'm sure he's going to be matched up on some of these tight ends. He's going to freelance, going to rush the quarterback.
He's going to blitz for sure.
And it seems like it's going to be the coming out party of Mike Green. I think he makes a statement come Sunday night.
I like seeing him lead the league in sacks, and there's no reason they can't. Not because of Mike. I mean, he's part of it. But, I mean, they don't have a real premier, but they don't have...
You know Van Noy had more sacks than Parsons last year.
Yes. Yes. So think about it. They don't have a Parsons. But they seem to be up there every year. Second in the league in sacks. They're right up there without a premier pass rusher. Now you bring in Mike Green. If Van Noy can replicate somewhat what he's done, and Green has an incredible year, and you know, they do the same things they've been doing where, you know, Hamilton gets three or four sacks during the season, you know. Wiggins will get a sack. I mean, they'll split up where the cornerbacks and safeties have like 10 sacks combined, and then I'm telling you, they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's an extremely talented team, and I can't wait to see what happens, because either at the end of the year, we're singing the blues and telling you the same song that we've heard time and time again. I don't know what happened in that playoff game and why we lost, or, you know, maybe you're making the run. Is it New Orleans again this year?
What?
The Super Bowl? Or is it Miami?
No, it's San Francisco, isn't it?
Is it San Francisco? I'm getting all my days mixed up. Was it New Orleans last year? I think you're right. I think it is out west. But anyway, with that being said, it'd be kind of a nice little turnaround to see this team get back there and see what they
San
can
Francisco.
Do. San Francisco. San yeah. Francisco. I love San Francisco.
I love being right.
That's a good point. All right, we got to step out of here. We got the encore. What we learned, all that's coming up right here on 105.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
One of the reasons, like when I first started dating my wife, she's an overnight nurse. So like I would have her call me when she got off at 7 a.m. How'd your night go? Doesn't have to tell me the stories, but like she came home, what was it, Labor Day morning? She's like, oh my God, what an awful night. And I'm just thinking 12 hours of that.
Yeah.
Like I have a bad day and it's because a caller said that the show was better without me for 3 weeks. She has a bad day and there's a loss or just like a horrible.
The good news is think about how many men she's seen naked.
Yeah. My wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
As a nurse.
Oh. No, she's labor and delivery. She's seen more vaginas than I have.
Oh.
By a lot.
I didn't know that. I didn't say. And then she'd say, see, you're not that bad. And I've seen a lot worse.
And she's almost seen as many as you.
Don't be ridiculous. Yeah.
I think you could do a lineup with vaginas of Ed's exes, and then all of a sudden he's going to go, oh, that's Tiffany. I know that one. It's, you're not saying anything. You did. Did I say a bad name?
No.
Okay.
No.
But yeah. Yeah, that's your encore today. We did have a little bit of fun. Whether it was in the world of stupid shovels or just any segment for that matter today.
Pretty much today. It was a fun show.
Yeah, it was a fun show. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Rob's back tomorrow. We're going to be doing our football picks
season
tomorrow as
predictions,
well.
Yep. Yeah.
But good. The encore is always sponsored by?
By Lions Den. Lions Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. You know, just step up your game in the bedroom. Seriously, folks. It's a great place. It really is. It's just, you know, kind of singles, couples. You want to just go there and look around. It's a very nice place. It's not what you think. Check it out. There's a bunch of locations around here. Jeremy and I had fun up there.
Yeah. I'm sitting here waiting for Ed's coaching class over at Lions Den. Push, push, hump, hump, kiss, kiss. You're going to be in the bedroom with somebody giving them advice? You'd be like Coach Sex. There you go. Moving on. All right, we got to get to what we learned today. All right, Ed, what'd you learn today?
Well, I just want to talk about last night. I learned today a lot of things today. I learned Canelo Alvarez has three daughters and a son by four different women.
And he's favored in that fight.
And he's favored in that fight. And he's a car collector. He has every luxury car you can imagine. So he's got a very nice life. I just went through his list of cars and motorcycles. It's fun. I can't imagine how much money that man has. I mean, that's a story about coming out of poverty and making it really well. He didn't have to go to, you know, MIT. Just beat people up for a living and you make a fortune. Mm. But I do want to talk about the Association of Italian American Charities last night. I spoke there to the group. I want to thank them for inviting me. I had a really good time. We had up at Liberatore's in Timonium, and it was fun. It really was. It's just fun. Go ahead.
What's your name? Well, if you missed it, are you done?
No, I got to tell you one thing. When I'm flying back from Florida, I forgot to tell you this earlier. I'm coming back. I go through TSA. I have to go through the scanning machine because of all my metal in my body. The guy goes, you got metal in your pockets? So I had on sweats, trying to travel easier now. That didn't work. Oh, the zippers.
Zippers.
He's like, his accent was way heavier than mine. I got to ask you.
Yeah. Where are you from?
What part of Brooklyn you're from? He goes, Brighton Beach.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. With accents, can you kind of tell where they're from in New York? Is it different in certain areas?
Yeah, Brooklyn to me is distinctive.
Which one uses Cuber?
Not Brooklyn.
He hates when I do that.
That's a Boston thing. It's not Brooklyn.
Cuber.
But he was from the next neighborhood over from me. And I'm like, God, and we're talking about how, you know, everything's in Russian now. It is. All the signs in that neighborhood are in Cyrillic. 100%. You drive through Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. I joke not. The store signs, the street signs, the Russian alphabet, Cyrillic, all in Cyrillic.
Nostrovia.
You would think you're in Moscow. It's wild.
Oh, man. Let's get to these jokes. If you missed the one earlier, I said, my doctor told me I had to stop masturbating. And I said, why? And he said, because I'm trying to do the exam. Hey, Ed, do you know how Mr. and Mrs. Universe consummated their marriage? With a big bang.
I get that.
What's the difference between ignorance and indifference? I don't know, and I don't care. That's the difference. Here we go. My therapist says I have a hard time verbalizing my emotions. I can't say I'm surprised. A woman in labor yells, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, don't, can't. The doctor tells her husband, don't worry, those are just contractions. I'm afraid of the calendar. Its days are numbered. And here, let me give you the last one. My friend told me your wife and daughter look like twins. I said, well, they were separated at birth.
Oh.
Everybody have a great day. Vinny and Haney's up next. We'll be back tomorrow with Rob Long right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.